We were supposed to give an example of a man, you know, either in the Bible or outside of the Bible that had, you know, a strong point, and we need to, you know, tell about how to apply that to our lives. And I just thought about how Peter was, he was, you know, following Jesus, but he thought there was times when he thought he how would you say it? Times when he thought he really was courageous and everything, and then when it really came down to it, he wasn't. And I just thought about how, you know, we can just see that our human nature in Peter there, and but he didn't give up when he saw how bad he had made mistakes. He kept on. So.
I was reading in my history this week about Polycarp. He was taught by John. He was one of the apostolic fathers. And when the Christians were getting persecuted, and they tried to kill him, they were going to burn him. And he wouldn't burn. They couldn't kill him or anything. So finally they had to get someone to kill him with a sword, and then they were finally able to burn him.
We got a story about an orphan girl who was really poor, and she was a servant at some boarding school, and she was sent out on an errand, and she was really hungry, and while she was out, she found some money, and she went into a bakery to buy her some rolls, and then when she came out, she saw an even hungrier looking girl sitting on the steps, and she decided to give most of her food she just bought to the poor girl on the steps, and just kind of neat how she did the right thing even though it cost her something.
I got the Wright brothers. They were really hard workers. This guy, he said they were the workingest boys he ever seen. And they were really helpful too. There was one time there was a flood in the city where they lived, and they heard that this owner of a department store or something, he had just gotten a big shipment of nails, and it was in the basement, and they got all wet, and it was going to start rusting, so they just stopped whatever work they were doing and went over there and just helped them all day, I guess, getting all those nails and everything out, and just they were really good workers and helped out a lot.
I thought about Job. When he was going through hard times, he still had God. He knew God had him through the whole way, and he never turned his back on God because he knew it was just a trial, and God was still there to help him.
I was reading here in James little. One thing that stuck out to me was, but the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position. And the rich man is to glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass, he will pass away. And I was thinking how the riches or the things we have here are not of much importance, because they'll just pass away. And so that was encouraging.
Daniel, he had a really strong point. Every day he would pray, and he had good faith in God. Finally then, when he was going to be thrown into the lion's den, he still just prayed. He didn't care about it.
The Israelites were faithful and trusted in God, even when they conquered a lot of cities and went through hard times, but they just had faith in God, and they got through it. So we need to apply that to our lives by just being faithful to God even when it's hard.
I was thinking of Noah when he was building the ark. You know, it hadn't rained in several years, and everybody would always make fun of him for building it. And he just did what he was supposed to do, did what God told him to do.
Jesus came as a man and showed us to do the
How to love and have mercy towards one another.
The next assignment, think of a time
you remember that that somebody did something that really stuck out to you that you really appreciated.